ladies and gentlemen, the Coryells.
Thank you. That was called Zimbabwe. And now we're going to do something called Lolita. We're going to play a lot of original music tonight. Nice to see you all here. Thank you. 70, when you were 1 year old, the guru gave him his name, and it was Murali. It was pronounced Murali, but nobody in America could pronounce it right. As a matter of fact, Bill Murray told Murali he should change his name to Rashad.
Bill Murray really damaged me with that name.
However, 44 years later, naming him Murali or Murali has paid off because he's on his way to India to do his own tour. And Julian was named, first of all, for his mother, Julie, but he was also, the name was inspired by Julian Adderley, Cannonball Adderley, and also Julian Bream, the guitarist. And he's kind of has both of those elements in his life and his music. Julian Coryell, Julian Lorenz Coryell. And he's about to have, his wife is about to have, another son. He already has one son. And his name is tentatively.
Well, keep that.
We'll keep it private.
Yeah, because if I tell you and then my wife changes her mind, I'll never hear the end of it. I don't have the final say. Guys, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, Julian, why don't you sing the Stevie Wonder song? Is the shark from around here?
No, you guys know that. You did this one at Soundtrack.
Oh, no, let's do Vision.
So I get excited. I want to try new things. I don't want to play too many things twice because I never get to see my father and my brother anymore.
What do you mean we're working together next week with Sydney Blackman?
Right, but this group.
Oh, this. Oh, good. Okay.
This configuration is very rare for me. So when we were growing up, we would sit around the living room and. We had this great record collection. Our mother had this incredible taste in music, and it was everything, man. It was like Stravinsky and the Beatles and lots of Miles and lots of Stevie Wonder, you know, just very, very eclectic. And so we do this thing that we're doing here tonight for you guys so that we can kind of get that feeling that we used to get when we were boys, Marley and I, we just would kind of sit with our dad and we just wanted to play with him. So we get to do that for you guys tonight.
Place like this exists so beautiful. Thank you.
Dragon Gate. This is the Dragon Gate. So are you all settled in for a long evening?
Yeah.
I just got started.
Yeah.
We'd like to do something from our Coryell's CD on Chesky Records. The dogs pictured on the CD are not ours. Nope. Just like the children on the CD called Coryell are not ours. If you look very closely, Morali's mom is very, very pregnant with Morali at that particular time, back in 69. It has to be 69. Your boy is 69. Right, that was the summer of 69.
I remember.
You always did have a good memory. Do you remember Goodbye Pork Pie Hat? Okay, let's do it.
Thanks. Hello, Bull Run. Nice to see you again. Shirley, Massachusetts. How are you doing tonight? I appreciate you coming out to Israel. Like my brother who came all the way from California, who said it is very rare that we all get together. And my dad lives in Florida, and I live in Woodstock, New York. But I've been here recently, so I feel like, you know, I just saw you guys recently. So I'm going to see you back here with your family, and thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. Thank you. Tenor saxophone. He had a way of talking, was a language all his own. Life story, love and glory. If you listen when he plays it for you, listen. Dealing. love is so into, to a tenor saxophone. He had a way of talking, world language all his own. Life story, love and glory. If you listen. Thank you. talking about Thanksgiving, and we used to go to Jimmy Webb's house for Thanksgiving, and that was, he wrote a few good ones. So let's hear it for our great friend and everybody's favorite songwriter, Jimmy Webb, who wrote that one. Thank you.
Something for Cupcake. You don't know who Cupcake is, that's my wife, Tracy. This is for her, dedicated to her. It's called Love Is Here to Stay by George Gershwin. And after that, I'm going to play a special dedication. That's why I don't want Jillian to go too far. But first, I'm going to play Love Is Here to Stay for Tracy. Thank you. little Spanish thing for our friend Audrey. It was her birthday this month. Is it this month? You mean we're late? Oh, well. Better late than never. All right.
Everything that just happened there, I blame on my brother. Because you played that Al DiMeola record on the way up here.
I knew it! I heard it creeping in. I said, wait a minute.
Hearing Al DiMeola from you, man. I heard something else. All due respect to the Italian. When he was 8, he asked me to play, teach him the changes to a very difficult jazz tune by Dizzy, might have been by Clifford Brown on Joy Spring. When he was 8, he had a little Van Halen shirt on. if it's okay with you, we want to get down dirty and nasty. Because I hear that there's an association around here called Women for Blues. Blues for, yeah. Blues Women? Where are they at? Where are Blues Women at? They have an association, Women for Blues. So let's get... No.
We can use some of that up in here.
Just do your thing. Get nasty on that slide and show us how much it really hurts. Mm-hmm.
stop on the curb. I peeped through the door. She was doing the boogie woogie in the middle of the floor. So she me earlier. Hey, Valerie, oh, day.
Yeah.
ideas, but I don't know if this is the appropriate setting.
No, I just... What is Indian blues?
I'm going to find out.
I'm just curious.
No, I think I'm going there to show them American blues, but I'll probably learn something.
I bet you there is an Indian blues form of sorts.
Well, it goes back.
Right? It definitely goes back.
So. Yes. I mean, they invented chess, so they could have invented the blues.
I'm curious. When you get back, I want to know how the reaction was. Because when I think of India, I have all these ideas of course, Indian music and all that beautiful, everything that goes with it. But I'm very curious to have you go and come back and tell us how it was. And
I'm just curious to get back.
Okay. Moving on. Julian's going to sing the great Thelonious Monk composition called Roundabout Midway.
friends don't quote what we had. Needs mending. Does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. Lately I find you are thank you.
Okay. Steve, our sound man, how about a hand for Steve, our sound man? The first time I got here and played this wonderful room, there was one of those historical whatchamacallits, you know. Huh?
Debate?
Okay, I don't. That's such a strong word. Well, makes me think of Rick Perry. Or,
no, it was
a disagreement over information.
A historical inaccuracy.
Thank you.
It was more of a hysterical.
Yes, hysterical.
Anyway, the next thing we're gonna do is a result of Steve telling me about that debate, and I did indeed play this particular song. You know that joke of the punchline is "Know it, I wrote it."
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I did write the chords for this song, but I don't know if anybody here works for BMI or ASCAP or the United States Copyright Office. But you cannot really. The only thing you can really copyright is the melody and the words. The words happen to be from the Cree Indian tribe, and they were written by a dear friend of mine, the dear departed Jim Power. And last week I went out to Oregon, and of course back there they say Oregon. Just like back there, they don't say the state of Washington, they say Washington. Anyway, and we had a beautiful Indian ceremony at the high school that he went to when he was a youngster, and we did this song just like we did it here at Bull Run the first time I played here. Only out there they did it pretty fast, and I have my own way of doing it where there's a nice groove. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out tonight.